I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
There. It's Hallie Labonte kicking off another episode of Inside Twin Hills, the podcast. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills Community Church in Broad Ripple, Indiana, and I started this unsanctioned podcast because, you know what? The world needs to know about the powerful work that God is doing through Twin Hills. So if you're unfamiliar with our church, Twin Hills Community Church is a mega church with a tiny family feel. At least that's how it feels to me. You know what? I knew from the beginning of this podcast that I needed men involved because I looked it up and women make up 1% of the Bible. So I says, you know what? I got to get some guys on here so nobody gets confused that this is indeed a church podcast. Because you know what? We're lifting up our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus. So with me as always is Gray Haas and Ross Campbell. Welcome, fellas.
Hi there, Hallie. Hey, Ross.
Hey, Gray.
Great Hallie, to see you guys. Doing?
Great to see you guys.
So good.
Very
to
excited.
See you.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. The AC is real. There's a lot of AC today in the church. We keep it real cool around here, huh?
You know, I always like that when I come up the escalator into the church. It's about, I don't know. We do Celsius, but I would say it's about, 45 degrees in here, Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if it was Celsius, it'd be really hot.
I have to keep a layer or two. I have to keep a layer or two in my office.
Yeah, I love that. Is that handmade or is that a gift?
You know what? This is handmade.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
This was made for me. My son's new girlfriend made this.
Oh, wow. New girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit of a knitting. Is that what it is? Knitting?
She just went to Joann Fabrics and she used a design, you know, that you can, the patterns.
Oh, the template patterns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Wow, that's
Isn't
great.
That neat?
Looks really nice.
Thank you so much. I you know what I did today, guys? I thought this was so neat. I parked way out in like past F and G in the parking lot. I didn't even go in staff parking because you know what? I'm trying to get in 10,000 steps a day.
Ooh.
And so I'm parking. The furthest parking lot in the church parking lot is probably 3/4 mile. So I'm getting steps all the way in for church and for work and all the way back out. at night before I go home.
That's great. I'll buy the volleyball courts.
I might buy volleyball, yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that neat?
That's awesome. I used to have a I noticed you have a Fitbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one of those Fitbits. It's really, really nice. And it got me, I was doing CrossFit. And now I got a Fitbit and CrossFit, and I've been staying in pretty great shape.
That's great. I had a Turner hip clip. It's not a Fitbit. It's a clip that you just put on your hip. You put it on the belt loop, and it counts there. I lost it when I was in Georgia on a trip. I got to get into that Fitbit, though. It goes to your smartphone, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
Well, I think, but you know what? They are not waterproof. You can't go canoeing with them or get in the shower.
And that doesn't make sense because they're active, right?
Yeah, meant for an active lifestyle. But yeah, you always got to take it off. If I forget, I'm always like, wow, I can tell that my dresser hasn't moved anywhere today when I check on my phone if I leave it off.
Now, Russ, what were you doing in Georgia? Were you down there with your beautiful wife?
I was down there on a cabin trip. I want to get some writing done. You know, I'm working on my book.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Well, it's called Single Prop, and it's about just... Again, I try to keep that theme of flying and finding your co-pilot, and I'm about 55 pages in.
Oh, wow. When you said single prop, actually, I initially thought, a prop that you'd use in a bit of a stage play or something, but you're talking about the airplane prop.
Yeah, I have Iron Cross single prop plane from World War I on the cover right now. It's just a template.
That's very cool. Yeah. I was going to say, if you had one prop to use in a play, I don't know what it would
sword.
Be. Sword.
Sword, yeah. For sure, sword.
Sword.
I think it's so neat that you write. You know what I mean?
I think we all have to have that. I mean, what do you do for fun?
Oh, well, besides getting 10,000 steps. Right. You know, I do walk. I walk my three dogs. Mm. I have three corgi mixes. Mm. I don't know what they're mixed with, but they're not fully corgi like the queen. Oh, I still am not over the wedding. I loved it.
I love that you could watch it on Hulu.
Oh,
the
that's
day after.
Really cool.
That was so neat. I got up early. I watched it live.
Unfortunately, people in Australia, we did not watch it. And all my whole family, we sent a bunch of text messages about how much we hated it. Because as you know, Australia used to be a colony of Great Britain. We don't really take too kindly. They used to send all their prisoners there. So,
oh, right.
We all still got a bit of a hang up about that. Oof. But I hope it was fun.
It was fun. It was great.
I never learned much history. I think because I grew up in Christian school and I know my Bible. And I feel like, that's history enough for me. But I've heard that England had other colonies too, because I was in the Bahamas and there was something about England there.
Did you go to Atlantis?
Oh, is that real neat place with the water
slides? Oh, man, I love that. And you can go and you see the jellyfish and the shark as you're going down.
Oh, man.
It's a glass tube. Am I thinking of the same thing?
I don't
think
know.
So, yeah. That,
did you go there with your beautiful wife, Meredith?
No, she doesn't like flying, but I did go there.
Oh, so you travel alone a lot, huh?
I do. She doesn't like to travel a lot.
It's too bad that you can't be together.
I'm just crazy about her. But
you know what? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Bit ironic. You got an airplane on the book, but she doesn't like to fly.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Huh.
Well, fellas, it's time to begin our first segment, Too Blessed to Be Stressed, where we talk about how we are just too blessed to be stressed. And if you could all just mention whatever is prominent in your ministry right now, and we can keep the flock abreast. As you know, I do weekend programming, and this past weekend was baptism, and we wait all year to be able to have outdoor baptisms so that we can do it out in the lake. It's more like a pond, but we call it the lake, right? And so we wait all year to be able to have outdoor baptisms, but then, as you both know, we had something happen with the chemicals they're putting on the lawn, got into the water, and the first service, we had people breaking out in rashes, two panic attacks, but one of the girls had panic disorder, so I feel that's not on us as much, you know. But so then we couldn't finish. We had over 200 people signed up to be baptized.
Beautiful.
Or dunked, as we like to say. We dunk them.
Get them in there. Get them in there.
That's right. And so over 200 people were supposed to be dunked this weekend. Then something's wrong with the water in the pond. We wait all year for outdoor baptism. So you know what we did? We contacted several of our people in the congregation who have pools, and we spread them out. And we got those 200 people going to these different homes with pools. And it ended up being real neat because after the baptisms in the pools, then all the kids who showed up to support their friends getting baptized, they were jumping off the deep end. They were going down the slides. It was so fun.
I love it. That was my question. I was wondering where you got all those pools from, because we were out there and I was nervous. I saw all the green coming up and you get that Miracle-Gro on you.
Yeah.
And you don't know what that's going to do to people's skin.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a miracle how it makes things grow, but you don't know what it's going to do to your skin.
Right.
That's right. It was scary. But then I think it was the Hemp Hills. They said, you know what? We have a pool. And we said, well, there's an idea. Yeah. And then we started polling. Who else has a pool?
Uh-huh.
Whose house did you go to? Which baptism were you at?
I went to the Van Buren's.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice pool.
I had a question. Would you consider the people that jumped in after the baptism, would you consider those people
also baptized? What, like, is the water still blessed?
Well, if their heart's in the right position?
I think so.
Yeah. I would say, in the eyes of God, if they haven't been baptized yet and they were to get hit by a comet this weekend,
right?
I think it would count.
And we got that meteor shower coming up, too.
Cool.
Oh, that's neat.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I went to the Holbrooks. They don't have a pool. They just had a jacuzzi.
Uh-huh.
And I jumped in the jacuzzi afterwards.
Yeah.
I think my heart was in the right place because we had a bunch of people in the jacuzzi.
How many people can you get in there?
It's a bigger jacuzzi. It's, I think we probably had 12. It was really fun, and, you know...
Everyone had a seat?
Everybody had a seat.
Jeez.
And then, you know, we had a bit, some fingy sandwiches, so we passed those around, and, you know, we didn't drink, but a couple of O'Doul's taste like beer.
Oh,
it's
my.
Really
Where
fun.
Was my invite?
Oh,
I know.
No.
I wanted
you
to
get in
that
jacuzzi.
Well, I was the last van, and so I just ended up at the jacuzzi house, and I didn't even know that was...
What was the temp? On the water.
You know, we do Celsius in Australia, but I'm going to say it was probably around 38 Celsius.
Yeah. Thanks. Next time, just check the side of the pool. They usually have it up there.
Oh, okay,
on
great.
The side.
Yeah, right on the hot tub.
101, 102 is a comfortable
time. Yeah, great. It's usually around 100 in a hot tub. That feels good. Well, is there anything happening in either of your ministries that you want to let the people know about?
I just had a quick announcement. Wanted to let everybody know that we're doing the Ice Cube Challenge, and that's basically to raise money for the teen youth retreat this summer. We're going to go down to Mexico. So basically, if you could send us a video of yourself taking some ice cubes out of your refrigerator and throwing them up in the air and trying not to let them hit you, That's basically what we're going to do. Everybody make a quick little video, toss up those ice cubes in the air, and then tag someone on a Facebook or social media and just say, hey, I'm doing the ice cube challenge, raising money to send those kids to Mexico. Toss the ice cubes and then send it into us. We'll post it on the Facebook page.
I remember that. That was something that people did a long time ago, right? I remember seeing Julia Louis-Dreyfus do that.
You know, it is something they did, but we've kind of reversed it, where people would dump it on their heads, but we toss them in the air.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. Hey, I heard that the rap and rock concert got delayed. Are you having to reschedule Chevy to come sing and rap to the kids?
Yeah, he had a bit of a problem with weather coming in. He does have a private plane. So he was coming in, he flies his own plane in. He had hit some weather, but we are going to reschedule. We'll hopefully get Chevy here pretty soon because he's... God, he's excellent.
He's the best. Thank you for giving me that CD, too.
Oh,
I am
anytime.
Loving it. It is in my car, and it hasn't left. I love
he's
it.
A awesome. Gifted lyricist.
He's great.
Yeah.
Real quick, I don't want to jump on this, but this Thursday, we're having a make-your-own-pizza/omelet bar Thursday night, 7 to 10. And that's for anybody. Solo Flight is sponsoring it, but anyone can come.
That is so neat.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because if you can't do the carbs with the pizza, you can just do the protein with the omelet, because I think an omelet is paleo, and my husband right now is paleo.
Oh.
Yeah. He discovered he had some allergies.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you're doing the Fitbit, he's doing the paleo. Put those together, you guys got a really rocking,
That's a health plan right there.
That's a health plan.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm hoping I do lose a little bit of weight. I would like to feel better in my jeans.
Yeah, well, what happens is if you start losing weight, even if you don't see it, you feel it.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's time to move to our next segment, To Anointed, To Be Disappointed, where we get to bring on our guests. And fellas, I am so excited about our guest today. From our communications department, and you know what? We've never had anyone on the podcast yet from communications, have we?
Mm-mm. No, first no, one.
Well, I would like to extend a warm welcome to our beloved Putnam Pontell. Welcome, Putnam.
I just talk in to here.
You talk right into okay. The microphone. Yep.
Yes, me, Putnam Pontell. Y'all may know me just by seeing my name on the newsletter, Top of the Mountain to ya. Yeah. Goes out every week. But you still can't put a face to a name because you can't see me on this thing, but at least now you can put a voice to my name.
You know what, Putnam? You should put a picture of you. We could have a photographer take a beautiful like biopic for you, like what you know that you can use on the newsletter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a Matt Gray wall back here. We can get that for you.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy. We could have Matt Gray take the photo because he's doing all the photos now.
That's really kind of you guys. Yeah, I thought about it when I first came out with the newsletter, but, you know, I didn't want to distract from the content. And, you know, the purpose of my newsletter is so we can all get to know each other more. And, you know, if I just put my face on it, then you're only getting to know me. And that's not bad, but it's not just Top of the Putnam to you. It's Top of the Mountain to you. And when you're on top of a mountain, you see everyone. You know?
And that's where the Lord wants you.
Exactly.
So you can see
exactly.
All that he has provided.
Yeah. Yes.
I love the title. Did you title the newsletter?
I did. I spent a week brainstorming. I've got a giant binder full of reject names.
Oh, I'd love to hear a few.
Yeah, what were a couple of the others? Because I love Top of the Mountain.
Top of the Mountain,
I would love to hear some of the others.
Yeah, you know, on that journey of naming the newsletter, I started pretty simple, like a newsletter, the Echo, words from the wise, you know. And then I was like, well, this is too vague. I need something specific. So then I just took my leather-bound Bible and I just kept opening the page and just sliding my finger around and seeing where it landed. And sometimes it landed on, you know, relevant things. Sometimes it landed on the word "the." You know, that's not helpful. And then one time it landed on top of the mountaintop. And I said...
Awesome.
Yeah. And I did edit it because I think top of the mountaintop is a bit redundant. We're not the top of the top because God's at the top of the
Absolutely.
Top. But we're still at the top.
Yeah, that's where he wants you. He's going to put you at the top.
Tantamount top. Tantamount to the top.
What a pilgrim's progress adventure you were on to find that.
The old drag and drop finger. I love doing the drag and drop finger just for answers, you know, when you're looking for an answer.
It is because it's not just dropping it. There's someone... putting your finger where it needs to be. That's what I always say. My finger will end up where it's supposed to be.
Because the spirit is guiding your finger.
It really is.
Yeah, when you've got your fingers in places that they're led, that's when you really, that's when you know God's there.
Amen.
You know, because he is guiding us every step of the way, right?
You hope.
I like the name because not only does it conjure a picture in your mind, but I feel like we've all had those mountaintop experiences. And that's why, you know, that's why we're saved, because mm-hmm. we got to that mountaintop. I feel like you, Gray, in Climax, when you're a teenager, you have those mountaintop experiences with Christ and you never forget it.
Oh, yeah. You want to be on the mountaintop. You want to be surrounded by a cloud of witnesses and you want to be you want to stay up there. You don't want to come down out of the fog. You want to stay up in the fog of witnesses.
But isn't that the thing? I feel like you do so many fun things with the teens and with the youth. You go on these ski trips. You do lock-ins. You have so much fun. And then you get the kids all whipped up into a frenzy, and they're feeling the love of Christ, and they're on the mountaintop. And then I think it's real hard because then you come down. It's almost like coming down off of Xanax or Valium, and it's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. It's confusing being a teenager, I got to say, because, you know, most teens, I would say, are on the edge of a ledge, and then we're like, step back from that ledge. But with you, it's like, no, stay at the same height, but get on top of a mountain instead.
Absolutely. You can be on a ledge. You just want to be high up.
High up.
You want to be, make sure you're high up and surrounded by your friends.
And a natural ledge, not a man-made ledge.
No,
mountain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think is so neat about you, Putnam? And I hope it's okay that I say this. On the podcast. But Putnam came to Christ real recently, later in life. And so she had her whole life out there in the secular world. I mean, did you work in communications in the secular world before you started working at Twin Hills?
No. My whole life I've been a single mom to two fat tabbies. And I did a bit of work from home type stuff. I did a bit of, food delivery type career choice stuff. But no, I never felt like I could communicate until I got the clarity I got when I joined this church. It's like I was deaf and dumb, and not even just that I couldn't speak, that my whole face was paralyzed. And even if I tried to, I couldn't talk. And now that's all I do.
And now you actually did have that paralysis.
Yes.
I remember I remember reading it in the newsletter because of the snake bite.
Because of a snake bite, yeah. It's a really fascinating story, actually. I was in my backyard next to my little trampoline, and I was trying to do now you talked about the ice cube challenge. I was trying to do the challenge where you throw the water bottle and it lands just like you were holding it. It lands upright.
The flip.
Yeah. Now, I was using more of a gallon as opposed to a water bottle. And I was, as I mentioned before, next to a trampoline. Now,
I'm sorry, recreation or exercise trampoline? When you say small.
Aren't they all both, though? Aren't
Keep
they all
going.
Both?
You nailed it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And so, you know, I set up my tripod. I set up the camera because I'm going to nail this on the first try. And it did bounce off the trampoline into a bush. And, you know, it's my fault. I startled the poor guy. He was a big one. And it wasn't more of a bite as much it was a hold around my neck and then a bite.
Wow.
Oh, a boa rattler.
You know, yeah. But it was a blessing because, you know, when a snake grabs you like that, you do lose feeling in your face. So I couldn't even really feel the bite. And then I couldn't really even feel anything for a while. But through physical therapy, It still looks numb, but it's not.
That's great. Yeah. And we've got a great health plan. So.
Yeah. Right.
Spiritual therapy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely.
That's why I always give a few claps or a brrr before I enter a woods or a bush. Just to scurry anything out of there.
Very smart.
I mean, we're just meeting now, but if you knew that, you would have done that. But man, what a story.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, you could have died. He is so faithful.
He is so faithful.
He is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the vision and the mission of Top of the Mountain to you, and give us some samplings maybe of what's going on in the newsletter.
Yeah, I'll give you the scoop. That's a journalism term.
Oh,
yeah.
I Googled that. I Googled journalism. Anyway, so my newsletter or our newsletter is called Top of the Mountain to you, as you guys know. And it is news, but not about events, so per se. There's an event calendar around the back next to the crossword, but it's more about profiles of different members of our church and our community that we want to get to know. So sometimes they know they're being featured. Sometimes it's just what I've observed about them.
Oh.
And
you
know,
got a keen eye. I love it.
I really do, and I barely blink. I really do. Yeah. I am constantly staring at people, observing them, reading them, talking about them, typing about them, and then sharing it. And, you know, I know a couple people have been upset about it, saying it's more of a gossip column, journalism, if you will.
I've heard that and in the hallway, and I've shut it down.
Yeah,
you shut that
down,
Russ.
And you have to shut that down.
You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. And so, you know, I, for example, we got a scoop on Susie Galecki this week. As you know, she held a potluck last week as a fundraiser for Operation Smile. And she made a lot of delicious treats for that potluck. What you don't know is that there was a bout of diarrhea that was spread from her meatball crock pot.
Now I'm glad I didn't get the invite.
Well, yeah. And I only know that because I do love a meatball. And I did eat about 6 to 10. And some would say maybe the quantity is what caused the diarrhea. But I'm going to go ahead and say that's not my first time around a meatball, you know, so... She meant well, so I think we should just send our prayers out to her.
Yeah, for sure.
Putting her on the list right now.
Yeah. And we'll make sure that no one disparages her, because if we don't have something nice to say, we don't say it, right?
Yeah.
Are you a beef, sausage, bison lady? What do you got for a meatball?
I'm going to do a pork.
Ooh.
And sometimes a boar.
A little gamey. I love that.
It's really very gamey, but if I'm going to eat an animal, I want it to taste like an animal. I want to experience where it came from, what woods it lived in, what it consumed. If God is blessing me with the ability to eat another living creature, then I want to respect that creature. You know, I'm not going to bread it and dip it in cheese. I'd eat it raw if I could.
Awesome.
You know, there's another part of the newsletter that I just want to offer to you guys, where people can submit names of people in the congregation they want to know what I like to call fun facts about. So if you guys have anyone in the congregation that you would like to know about, I would be happy to submit a fun fact or two about them right now.
Well, I mean, there's so many people at church. I mean, you got to have eyes everywhere. So that's a great idea. Is there an email or is there like a hashtag or something?
My email is sinwagon7@yahoo.com.
Oh, so you kept your old email from...
Yes. I want to be grounded.
Sure,
I want to remember that I literally was a wagon of sin.
Wow. And now, is that going to be... Now, how could we... And not that you would ever abuse this, but are the tips anonymous? Or is there a way just to make sure that if you did provide a story or maybe a prayer concern, that it might not be connected back?
You know, I don't like anonymous things.
Okay,
I like to put a face and a voice to everything.
Great.
But I do want to have some respect. So you can request it. I won't always acknowledge the request, but the gesture is there.
Well,
sure.
I'll put it out right now that we could put in there something about my husband. I could say, you know what? Lance Labonte is paleo, so that if anybody sees him eating in the food court at church and he's eating something that is a starch or a carb, they'll get back to me.
That's great.
I love it.
Also,
I love it.
Also, if you could do some snooping around, you know that Leanne Limes. Do you know her?
Yeah.
I feel like she could use some prayer because of the adultery that her husband has been going through.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's... I feel like you don't even need it in the newsletter. Everybody knows that. But put it on there
just to remind everyone.
We thought it was a one-time thing, but he's still going.
But you know what?
Openly.
When the woman came to the well with Jesus, he said, I know that you have one husband, but you're sleeping with five different men. And you know what? Maybe that's, you know, if Don Limes was to go, if Don Limes was to meet Jesus in person, you know what? Jesus would say, Don, you got to get home to Leanne Limes. Mm-hmm. That's your wife, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I should throw one in there. One of my this is more a prayer request for one of my kids. You guys probably know Misty Binovich. She's one of my junior kids. She's a diver. She was a diver. And this is the bummer. She's actually been suspended from diving because she's been using a banned substance. Because they do drug tests here in the high schools.
Right.
Red Bull or?
Yeah, it was basically a cocktail, really severe cocktail of Red Bull and some of the other higher grade energy drinks. So she was just blasted with taurine. She's got, I mean, just really, really high ends of taurine in her blood. And she said, I didn't know. She was completely innocent. But I just want to send out a prayer request because you know what? The day they kicked her off the diving team, she came to church in a crop top shirt. And I said, look. You take a kid out of the thing that they're passionate about, and they're already making choices that they're going to regret.
Yep, slippery
right.
slope.
That's yeah. right.
Slippery slope.
So that goes out to Misty Banovich.
Yeah, just sending my prayers to her for real. And, you know, the thing about Red Bull is we all knew this was coming. We saw the campaigns. Yeah. We saw the slogan said, it'll give you wings. That's blasphemous because we know the only person that can really give someone their wings is God.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course.
Absolutely.
And so,
speaking of those energy drinks, did you know that the monster drinks are satanic? Mm-hmm. The 666.
Mm-hmm. And you got
it
my
says,
email.
Unleash
I
the
emailed
beast.
That video to you too.
I got it too.
Yeah.
The Message font of
the
alone.
Beast. Yeah. Oh, the
someone
font, yeah.
someone scratched into a wall with Ugh. Some sort of devilish nail and spelled M, you know.
Yeah. And each one of those, it's a six and six and six, which is, I can't believe I said, I'm going to say one more six just to clear the air. Six.
Uh-huh.
That number that I said before, the fourth six, uh-huh. is the number of the beast.
That's
and
right.
that is the Hebrew uh-huh. of the monster. That's
yeah.
each one of those is a six.
Yeah.
And what are the, you don't need 60 ounces of liquid.
No.
You don't need that.
We should only be drinking about two glasses of water a day.
And you don't
that's
really
what they
need
say.
Anything yeah. besides yeah. water. You know, yeah. your body needs water.
Yeah.
That's
I was
all.
Reading a thing. You should drink, you take your body weight, and that's how many ounces of water you should drink a day.
Huh.
What?
Trying to drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the earth, you know? We're 80% water. Uh-huh. We are the earth. And if you told the earth to drink 40% of the water it has, we would drown.
It would be like Noah's Ark all over again.
Oh, yeah.
And Putnam, I don't mean to interrupt. I have a question. Just because your background and you're new with the family of the Lord, which we love, happy to have you.
Welcome, fam.
What was your faith base like before this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say my faith before coming here was sort of a buffet of beliefs. In my past life, I treated religion like a Shoney's, and I would get my plate every day and say, well, I feel like chicken from here, and I feel like peas from over there. And a lot of times, I was making plates that just didn't make sense.
Sure.
I was hitting a chicken fried steak and topping it with soft serve from the other end of the buffet, and... You know, in my mind, I was like, well, these are all the same. It's all food is food. Religion is really, it's all the same. We can just take what we want.
Yeah. Well, that's operating with an upside down brain.
No, I was living with indigestion. That's for sure. And I said, I got to change my diet.
Yeah. Well, the Lord gave you a Malox.
That's
awesome.
Really
welcome. Did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so neat. Well, friends, I'm going to move us to our next segment, Mailbag, because just like Judas had a sack of silver coins, we've got a sack of your spiritual questions and queries, right? So I'm going to dip into the mailbag. Here is a letter that was sent to Pastor, Senior Pastor Steve, but we're going to answer it here on the podcast. Dear Pastor, my husband and I just adopted a Haitian child named Moise, and we were wondering if you think it's okay to rename him with a more Americanized name, like Evan, or maybe a more Christian name, like Paul or John. His previous caregivers told us that Moise is Creole for Moses, which is biblical, but it's OT. Signed, Excited New Parents.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Tough question.
Yeah,
that's a tough question.
Really, a tough question, but you know, let me take a shot at it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd probably go to one of my favorite verses, and it comes from Samuel. And he says, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. He says, "Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both men and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep and camel and donkey." Huh. Now, what we're talking about here is you can't have vestiges of the old, right? If the Lord God says you got to get rid of it, you got to get rid of it. So my thought is, you know, I'm just purely trying to go from a biblical place, a logos place, okay, living word, and basically what I think is, God says get rid of the old, and if that means killing a name, literally putting it to death, just like an ox or a camel, you got to do it. And I think Evan is a great name.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I will say, for me, I had a home name and a school name.
Oh.
So my home name was Abimelech. I went by Abby. And that was just a home name. And that did not fly at school. I mean, can you imagine? And then look at, like, I had acne everywhere. Acne. It was too easy.
Too easy.
The thing about school is so hard. Kids are so mean. And I feel
and
like...
now with the internet.
God.
If this little Moise goes to school with the name Moise, I think it's not doing him any favors. So I think if they want to name him a new name because he's in a new family, I say go for it.
And, you know, it's like when you get a pet, you know?
Yeah.
And you adopt the pet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the pet's not going to come up to you. My two tabbies, when I got them, they didn't come up to me and say, "Hi, my name is Barbara." I said, "Your name is Frankie." And they don't know. They don't know.
Now, are both of them named Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie and Francesca.
Oh, okay.
But they both
go
by Frankie.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
It's the inflection in my voice. They know which one I'm talking
Absolutely.
To. So same I say with a child. They don't know. That's why children have parents. So we can make these kinds of decisions for it. This child's never going to know that his name was Moise. He may never even know that he didn't come from his mom's belly.
Sure.
So...
You know, we are, I mean, one day I hope to be a father to someone, but you are actually their Lord. So you command what they do. So if you want them to be that name, just like you said, can I see a picture of those tabbies?
Oh, yeah. Let me get my...
Beautiful.
Oh, there they are.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now, it's on my razor, so they're a little pixelated, but I'll bring in a hard copy.
No, I love it. Yeah.
Now,
oh,
does that one only have one eye?
That one only has one eye, and she made that choice, and I said, okay. She literally scratched her own eye out, and I didn't stop her because I like to raise independent children.
Well, I like it.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's really neat. Oh, wonderful. Well, I guess that takes us to our final segment, Too Dope Not to Hope, where we
already?
Give some words of encouragement
so
to our
fun.
Listeners. I know, this is flying by because Putnam is really, this is so exciting.
It's great to have you.
It's been such a blessing to be here. I feel adopted by you guys.
Oh, well, we're gonna let you keep that name.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I would love to hear from each one of you some words of encouragement for any listeners out there because you know sometimes it's hard to have hope. You know.
Yeah.
And we all have dark days, even though Jesus is light. Sometimes it feels dark. You know. And so I would love. I mean, Putnam. Yeah. You probably remember well what it was like to be living a life without Christ.
Oh.
And so you can probably understand those dark days.
Oh, I absolutely can. My life was a black hole before I came here, truly. And I would say the motto that I live by, especially when it comes to Top of the Mountain to you, is you cannot tell if something is juicy unless you squeeze it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So... whether that's life, whether that's someone else, whether that's some, you know, information, you got to just squeeze.
You got to make sure that you're really getting everything out of it.
Yes.
Right. And as I say in a solo flight, the juice is worth the squeeze. Because I waited a long time for that squeeze, and now the juice is it's fresh. It's, it's great.
It's fresh and it's sweet, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah. You've got a fresh, sweet wife.
Oh, she's great. She's great. She's a big fan of you.
Oh, okay. I'll have to meet her.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I guess I have one thing to share or just a little bit of encouragement. I want to point everybody to a really awesome movie that I show my kids at Climax. It's a big hit from 1992. It's called The Buttercream Gang.
Mm.
And it is it's an awesome movie about a bunch of kids who are best friends. They ride their bikes around. They go in the treehouse. And then one of them moves to Chicago, joins a gang. And when he comes back, he's different. And you know what? That's exactly what we're talking about right here, which is you hate the sin, you love the sinner. And I just would point everybody to Buttercream Gang. I make my whole youth group watch it. Pretty much every lock-in, we watch it.
Oh, that is so neat.
That and Swing Kids.
What's the title one more time in case somebody didn't have a pen or pencil to write it down?
That's The Buttercream Gang. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds
really great.
That sounds great.
I have not thought about Swing Kids for a while. That's about the teenagers in Germany, right?
It's a neat
swing
movie.
Dancing that fight the Nazis
it's
through dance.
It's a neat movie. They did.
Oh, it's great.
They wouldn't be stopped. They couldn't be stopped from dancing.
That's powerful.
And expressing themselves through. And I think big band music is wholesome to dance to.
Give me those horns.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Zoot Suit Riot.
I'm going to piggyback off
throw
of...
back a bottle of beer.
That's right.
Throw back a bottle of seltzer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our water,
but everybody get in the jacuzzi.
If there's room,
where's
my invite?
There's always room.
Well, I'm going to admit something. Lance might not like this, but I'll tell you, my husband Lance, I'm going to tell you, and this might end up in Top of the Mountain, do you? I don't know.
Definitely will.
But Lance he drinks a beer. And I say, well, one and done, right? Because it's the intoxication that's the problem. But if you can live with a little bit of balance, and I'm sure in your days before you were saved, you know, there was no balance. I'm sure you were just off the deep end with no matter what you did.
Oh, I used to drink kombucha. And everyone, you could get it in the grocery store. It's next to the juices. There's a reason it's made from fermentation because it's literally rotting your insides and it is alcoholic and that's what they don't tell you about it.
Yeah.
They're passing it off as a health drink. It's part of the alcohol industry and they've just learned to remarket things over and over again and get to younger and younger, healthier and healthier people and they're rotting us.
These are words of warning for the body of Christ out there, for the whole body, for the fam.
That's the only body I'm tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to piggyback off of Gray, the verse that Gray shared. I'm going to use it because I think we've talked a lot about a lot of true things, real things. Because you know what? We are in the world. Jesus said to be in the world, but not of it.
Correct.
And we are in the world. So we know about things like oral sex and kombucha. But we are not. We are called to not be of the world. So it's okay for us to talk about these real things.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the verse from Ephesians that says, above all else, love. Because love covers a multitude of sins.
Oh,
awesome. Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
And Putnam, you know it more than any of us. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah. Love covers everything. It really does. And as someone who's never even been with another person, I've only ever had my two fat tabbies. I have an abundance of love that saved my life.
Amen.
Oh. Yeah.
I love it.
Three eyes, eight legs.
Just like Jesus knew when it was time to get out of the boat and he stepped over the side and started to walk on water, we got to get out of here. So this has been a treat and a treasure, remembering how blessed we are, how anointed we are. And you know what? Thanks for being with us, Putnam. Oh,
thank you, guys.
And thanks to all of you who are out there listening. Well, we will see you this weekend at Twin Hills, either here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, or you can stream our services online. You can send a letter to our mailbag if you have spiritual questions. That'll come in the stinger at the end if you want the address to send it to. And in the meantime, you keep praising him. He is so faithful. I am Hallie Labonte reminding you that all the way to heaven is heaven.
Putnam Pontel was played by Poonam Patel. Check her out on shows like Adam Ruins Everything, Alone Together, and Time for Bed with Poonam Patel. Follow her on Twitter, at Big Poonam. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can find out more about us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. If you liked the episode, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and if you decide to support us on Patreon at Mega the Podcast, you'll start to receive exclusive, special, behind-the-scenes type content that we're making for supporters just like you. See you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.